This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Cheers, everybody. Go out and celebrate because it's National Cocktail Day. It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix.
The internet
is full of information. Why are we here? We should be doing the show from a bar.
We should. On National Cocktail Day next year, when this falls, this is what we should do.
We need to absolutely be
out.
March 24th, National Cocktail Day.
Mark it down.
I love when the internet sends us all of this worthless information that I find interesting, because now this gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better.
Like, there has to be an excuse to get a cocktail. I get it, but you know, it's just kind of boosts everybody up.
And maybe you're enjoying the mocktail. I was in Chicago over the weekend, and I got to tell you, after a while, I was ordering all these great mocktails because every restaurant had an awesome mocktail menu. They were just as good as the cocktails.
All right.
But what you order says a lot about you and your personality. And you know we're going to tell you all about it. That's what we do here on the Elizabeth and Radar Show on The Mix. But we need to know what your order is. So act like we're your bartenders. Call in now, 414-432-1099. What is your go-to drink? And we will tell you what that says about your personality. And did we get it right? Are you ordering the martinis? Maybe you're someone that likes to have the vodka drinks. I feel like it's that song. You want the whiskey drink.
You want the vodka drink.
You want the agua drink.
Chumbawamba.
It is Chumbawamba.
Yeah, exactly.
Radar, what's your go-to? I know what it is because I hang out with you, but tell the fam.
But if I have to do a mixer, it would be a Mist and Coke, heavy on the mist. Basically a Whiskey Coke. Whiskey and Diet Coke is perfect.
Whiskey and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're someone that does like to drink...
I think there's a country song. Jack and Diet Coke.
Jack. I think you're right.
It's all about me.
If you're someone that orders whiskey...
Yeah.
It says that you are masculine... And you can be complex.
Hold on, no. What about like...
But if you order beer...
Yeah.
If you order beer, it says that you're a straight shooter.
Yeah.
And sometimes a little boring. If you order the craft beer, basically you are the new wine snob.
I don't want to be a snob.
For your craft beer. It means you pay attention to the details.
I got my Uber waiting, coming to pick me up. I want a shot and a beer, maybe another shot and a beer. That's it. It's simple.
You're still throwing back shots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you sound like my wife.
No.
That's all my wife does.
People try to bring out shots.
Let's go.
And they try to pressure you, which I cannot stand those people, by the way.
I have looked at
grown adults and I've said, you are not the boss of me. I'm in my 40s. You're not going to make me take a shot. Like, what are we, in college? No, I'm not taking a shot.
Dude, come on.
If I take a shot, I will be sick.
No,
I
you
will
won't.
Throw up.
Oh, okay.
I will be home.
You sound like my wife, Jess.
No.
I will be sleeping on the bar. No, you
no.
won't be sleeping on the bar. You know what? And you can do like a honey whiskey, a honey Jack, a honey bourbon. It takes that bite away just a little bit. It's not bad.
Makes my throat burn just thinking about it.
I'll buy you one next time we're out.
No, I won't drink it. It'll be a waste of your money.
Just one. Just
nope.
A boop.
You'll take it for me.
Oh, my gosh. What is your problem?
Oh, gosh. All right. It's National Cocktail Day. What does your drink say about you? We want to get to know you a little bit better. Be on the show, 414-432-1099.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Becky! Calling into the show, Becky, what is your drink of choice? Because we're going to tell you exactly what it says about you.
A Moscow Mule.
Oh, yeah.
Little ginger beer in there.
And it's got to be in the copper mug. I'm sorry, bars. If you're serving that in a glass mug, like, it just doesn't have the same effect at all. Okay, well,
and two small straws. You got to have those straws.
Yes, you need the straws. You got to shake that up a little bit. Okay, let's talk about those vodka drinkers. So V for vodka, it says, stands for versatility. You're a versatile person, but you also like to set trends and want to be a part of the action. You prefer this cocktail because it makes a real statement due to the copper mug. Did it, Nate? Yes. Is this accurate, Becky?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now, Becky, what is the drink that you will not drink anymore?
Tequila.
No, tequila was bad to you, so you're like, no, we're done with that.
No, it was a horrible time.
What?
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
Yes. Oh, it was horrible. So I was at a sleepover. My friend and I, her parents were maybe somewhere, but we got into one of a bottle of tequila.
And were you getting sick?
I was so sick. The next day she had a hair appointment, and I was just like sitting there in the chair with her. The smells, it was horrible.
It was gone this many years not drinking tequila.
I can't, yeah. And the smell of it.
The smell too. So all of it, the word, the smell, you're like, nope, get it away from me.
It's embarrassing. I'm like, my kids better not be listening or get any ideas.
Do your kids get a free pass though if this happens? Because look, you were a kid.
No.
No, not at all.
So do as I say, not as I did.
Not as I do, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So when you're out at a bar or restaurant and you're asking for a drink or if you're getting one of their cocktails and things, do you specifically make sure there is no tequila in it?
Yes. Yeah. It's so embarrassing. Obviously, years ago, but I still can't.
Get that away from me.
You can't do it.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, enjoy National Cocktail Day with a Moscow Mule. Maybe not a margarita.
No margaritas.
Thanks, Becky.
Bye.
All right. We've got some texts and calls coming in. We've got a text here on the Side Unlimited text line. Ice cold PBR.
PBR me ASAP.
And if that is your drink, you are laid back. So I'm going to message this back to this person to see if we got this right. Okay. Now we've got Katie on the phone calling in. Katie, what is your drink of choice?
My drink of choice is Malibu and Sprite.
Oh, you sound like my daughter Haley, who's 21. That's her big thing, Malibu and some white soda. Yeah,
Malibu girl called into the show. Somebody's got a little bit of a sweet tooth. Well, if you're that enjoys... Oh, you said that's right.
She's like, yeah.
If you like the Malibu drinks, it says that you are not afraid to have fun and you have an easygoing personality. You're not overly complicated. Would the people in your life say that's true, Katie?
I would totally agree with that. And I like the party. Woohoo!
Yeah, good time, Katie! Okay. Let's go!
Good time, Katie. Oh, or she's good time, Katie. But Katie, what drink will you never order again? We were talking about that with Becky.
No Fireball for me. Hard no on that.
No Fireball? For me, it's pucker, because that's disgusting. But what was your... What happened?
Well, I tried drinking half a bottle of it. It was not a good idea.
See, that's the problem. That's what a lot of people are saying, and me included. It's like, if you overindulge, you're like, oh, I'll never have that again.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
What happened that night? Do you remember? Did people tell you, like, oh my gosh, Katie, you know what you did after you drank at half of that bottle?
You were on the bar, weren't you?
They did tell me. I'm like, I do not remember doing any of those things.
But what were those things?
Come on.
Were you dancing up on the bar?
I got it on.
I was at a bonfire. Dance around this bonfire.
Were your clothes on or off?
Oh, they were on. Don't worry. It was a little chilly that day.
Okay.
They were chilly. All right. So no more Fireball. The irony, the Fireball by the bonfire, but not for Katie. That's where we draw the line.
That line is gone.
If you, isn't it one of those things, if you just smell it, immediately you're, ugh, gagging.
Oh, I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that anymore.
We're done with that.
Katie, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, you guys. You too.